Hey there, this is Jill Foster in Washington, D.C. Big welcome to you, and thanks for joining in the podcast 5 Minute Stories, where there are a few things. Where 5 minutes is an elastic guideline versus hard, fast rule, and where the pure love of super short storytelling drives the show. Thanks for joining in. I tell you what, our storytelling ditty today is inspired by the behind-the-scenes support of the Revolution of 1776, when the colonies make their mark, ginormous time in history, and our story begins here. It is a late, motionless night in the streets of London. The year is 1776, that unwavering bearer of change for both sides of the Atlantic. Now, one house in particular has stayed audibly quiet since dusk, and with the full moon, there's just enough light for Miss Patience Wright to sculpt the hairline of a neck. She sits at full artistic alert near her northernmost window. How she loves a studied confrontation with a block of wax, unveiling human form with every chisel. And much of London, you see, and the British elite consider her the best of the best, a renowned wax sculptor producing work in a suite of pastels. Okay, so just imagine for a second, just envision the likeness of your noble parents or beloved, impressed in a waxed bust, dusted in a sunrise shade of amber, which then, you know, becomes an ornament for the family library or head table. This union of wax and color, this is the work of Miss Patience Wright. She's a widow, sculptor, and mother of four. She leans in closer now toward the window sill to catch all possible light from the moon. Her fingers work in their primal rhythm with the wax itself, what looks like a fluid sway between smoothing, molding, lifting, pressing, smoothing, molding, lifting, pressing. She sits back to stretch her shoulders and take in her work. Yes. Yes, this will serve good purpose, she says to the wells of her own self-respect. The nape of the bust neck looks well-defined and supple now. All her interest then turns to the final test of the bust's left ear. But before Patience adheres the lower arc of the earlobe, she writes a tiny note of intelligence, some critical news against the monarchy, which the revolution sorely needs to know. She then scrolls it up and secures the note in the ear's upper curve. Yes, this will do, she whispers in the moonlit arena of her craft. Then she grins to herself, revealing a hint of pride in the work and the risks which involve it. For Patience knows her creative trade fulfills two needs very, very well, the art of wax and the art of spycraft. Once she convinces herself the bust's ear chamber was sealed with precision and a look of innocence, she packs the small bust in a gift container and folds away her tools. Patience regards the front door alarm with shifting angst. She knows that knock brings loyal support to the Patriots' cause, but like any fight for sovereignty, even such a sound of allegiance courts potential threat. She summons her feet toward the door. There, a shadowed figure greets her, but not with eye contact and not with relaxed conversation. With a simple flip of the agent's cloak over his right shoulder, he says just one phrase coded only for her. "A night for liberty, madame, is it not?" he asks with the impatient flair of an insider on the run. Patience nods as she grants the agent the box. The shine of his black riding boots then twirls away in the moonlight back to his mount, and off they ride, couriers for the West, bound for Benjamin Franklin himself, stationed now in Paris. Patience shuts the door and stands a moment in the stillness of her home. Then came a stir upstairs. "Mama! Mama!" cried her young ones with their dawning appetite. She lofts up the stairwell with satisfaction, the depth of which anoints her heart with cravings for future risks on moonlit nights. "Mama! Howeth the wax? Howeth the wax?" a baby-tongued girl asked as her mother entered the nursery. Patience neared her child's wide-eyed face and cupped it with her attentive hands, her instruments of both art and deceit, and replied, "The wax is fine, my child, and now sent away for a new land's deliverance." That's our story for today, titled, Moonlit Craft. Thanks so much for joining in. It's just been a pleasure. This is Jill Foster in Washington, D.C., your host of 5-Minute Stories, and here's hoping that your next slice of storytelling fun is just around the corner.